Moncrief on News Talk.
If you went to see Nicki Minaj in Malahide at the weekend, sorry for your trouble. The singer turned up an hour and a half late and only then performed for 40 minutes. It's particularly galling if you've paid a cold hard cash for a thing like that. But in a social or professional situation, how much lateness is acceptable? News Talk's What Time Do You Call This correspondent, Henry McKean, didn't make it in time, but we have this bloke who sounds just like him. Afternoon, fake Henry.
Ah, Sean. Yeah, I just about made it in. I just about made it into the studio. But I have to say, well, the weather's good in Dublin anyway, and trying to get out of Malahide on a sunny day, it's so difficult. And I can't blame anyone but myself. But I will say, there's a lot more cycle lanes around that don't have bicycles on them.
Ooh, controversial point.
So you've got one lane as opposed to two lanes, so everything is just a bit tighter. And I struggled. I mean, I won't bore you with the route I took, but I went through the tunnel, tried to get down the quays, couldn't, so I took the East Link and then through Bath Avenue to get here to
through News Bath Avenue
HQ. Yes,
that's way around.
I know, just to try and beat the traffic, and well, it worked. I just about got here, but yeah, I actually feel for Nicki Minaj. Perhaps Nicki got caught in traffic. Maybe that's what happened.
She didn't her hoop. She would have had those buses with a Garda escort swooshing her out there.
They plan extra time to stop these things happening. But I mean, I got to speak to people from around the globe and Malahide, and we talk about being on time. Are you on time?
I'm an on-time person. It's very important to me.
Why is that? Why are you on time?
I've always been on time for everything. I think maybe my job, and I'm an early bird, and I just think it's polite to be on time for people.
You're from Belfast. Is that why you're on time?
Well,
is it that work ethic?
Possibly, but I think it's just some people are on time and some people aren't. It's just in some people, I suppose.
I always try to be punctual.
Always?
Always, yeah. I don't like waiting for other people, you know what I mean? So that's why I always try to be punctual. Yeah.
You're from New Jersey. Are you on time or are you late?
Usually on time. My wife, not so much.
And why is your wife late?
She's always dilly-dallying.
Dilly-dallying.
She's always doing something.
She always takes on more than she can handle. But she, believe it or not, after she takes on all these things, she still gets it done. But it does take more time.
And is it best to be honest and say, look, I can't reach that deadline. I just can't do it. Or just try.
I always try. But, yeah.
Are you on time?
Yeah.
How on time are you?
Like a couple minutes early.
I'm usually on time.
And where did you get that on time from?
I think it's because of my parents, because they tell me that I need to be always on time. If I say that I'm going to be somewhere at 8, I need to be there at 8 or even earlier.
You've worked all over the world. Is Ireland on time compared?
I think very much on time, yeah. And I think people are disrespectful for other people's time, don't deserve the time of day.
They don't deserve the time of day.
They don't deserve the time of day. And I think what that lady did last night to people standing in the rain waiting for her was a disgrace.
And how come you're on time? Are your friends on time? Is your family on time?
Yeah, I work for myself. I have my own business. So being on time is everything. So I charge by the hour. So I think it's rude. It's the height of ignorance. So I think, you know, that's my view of the world.
You were at a gig last night. Who did you see?
Saw Arcade Fire.
And where was that?
It was in Malahide Castle.
And it went well?
It was superb.
And you really enjoyed it?
It was my third night at a gig. I'd been to Stendal up in Limavady in Derry on Friday and Saturday night, and then I headed down here for Arcade Fire. Yeah, really good.
So three gigs in a row, all on time, all went beautifully?
100%.
And what's your view when an artist is late? A friend or a colleague, how do you take it? I'm guessing you're from across the border.
I'm from Limavady, in a place near Derry. Professionally, if somebody's late, not very professional. Certainly if you're paying for a show, I mean, you're paying a lot of money to come and see these people, and they should have the courtesy to turn up on time, I think.
Are people from the north more punctual than people in the south?
I couldn't stereotype like that. We're all the same.
Right, they're all the same. That was a diplomatic answer there. I know somebody who says that if you're on time, you're late.
Well, this is true. I know my grandpa was like that. You know, I think his time in the military all those years ago in the Second World War, he was iron shirts, early, never late. Whereas I'm, you know, scruffy and just about making it on time.
World War II is different. If like you're bombing Dresden at 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. you don't want to get that one wrong.
No, you don't. Thought, you want to get you want it to be
terrible
accurate.
Consequences. Mm. Otherwise, but also it's nice to be there waiting for a person when they turn up. If that person turns up in time,
so to have the moral high ground, you mean? If you're there
first. Well, maybe a bit, but no, I was thinking more in, you know, it's a courteous thing to do.
Oh,
it's
no,
a considerate thing
absolutely.
To do.
You need to be on time because it's so rude if you're keeping friends waiting, even if you've got the technology to say I'm running late and that person has made the effort. Just at the weekend, I was meeting my family in Deniri in the People's Park, and it was my idea to meet at 11:30. I arrived at 10 to 12. I was trying, but again, on a sunny day, well, actually, no, it was raining yesterday in Deniri,
yeah.
And then getting parking and then getting over to where you need to get to. It's tough. I think you really have to build in a good half an hour to try and you know, be there half
but
an hour
was
early.
Was that poor planning on your part now?
It was. I left
late.
At the very last minute. So I left no wriggle room for traffic or stopping or, you know, anything that could go wrong. That was it. The Eastlink toll bridge opened. It never opens. The thing just opened. And
oh,
it was
went
fantastic.
Up. Yeah,
it went
to let, boat. Oh,
to let
right,
Dublin
yeah.
Bay cruisers through.
Yeah.
So there was a good 10 minutes there.
Oh,
beautiful.
Well, there you go. But, that's Americans, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk about teachers now.
Yeah.
And,
they're always in time.
And they are. And we're going to stick with the northern influence. I mean, Malahide today was full of people from the north as opposed to US rapper fans. Here is a teacher. She teaches junior infants. I know in the north they have a different name for it, which escapes me.
Yes. It is the 8th of July. That mightn't be a coincidental.
Well, it could be that too.
This maybe particular week. Maybe,
are,
you know.
A part of the community do escape at this time of the year. Others stay there with lots of drums. She talks about four-year-olds and do they understand the concept of time?
My name's Paula.
Paula, you're a teacher.
Yes.
Teachers, you've got to be on time, don't you?
We have to be on time for school and for work. The whole day runs to the clock. It can run right down to the last minute. You're constantly clock watching with the children. But when you're working with children who are 4 and 5, they don't have a sense of urgency. So you feel like you're hurrying them, but you don't want to hurry the children because they need to be allowed time to have their own way of doing things. So it can be a bit of a mixed bag in teaching, yes.
And when the young people are late, what do you say to them?
You've got the mummy head on and you're saying, come on, you know, hurry up, move along. You know, you need to do that faster. But when you're 4, washing your hands, you know, it takes a long time and the water feels nice and the bubbles feel nice. So it can give you mixed emotions when you're trying to hurry them along, but you still want them to learn the skills.
Because, you know, they're 4 years of age. They're so young.
Yeah.
And my son he's now 6, but like that, they don't understand time.
No.
Like 5 minutes could also be 5 hours and vice versa.
Absolutely. And when they talk about something that happened, 3 or 4 months ago, they'll say, when I was a baby. So, yeah, their concept of time can be a little skewed.
And they might not remember something that happened yesterday.
No, absolutely. And they can't remember what they had for lunch yesterday. You say to them, you know, what happened in school today? And a helicopter could have landed in the playground and they don't remember that. But they'll remember that somebody took their pencil and they hadn't asked.
But they'll forget about the helicopter. For you, are you a punctual person? Are you on time today?
Well, I don't need to be on time today because I am in the glorious position of being on my summer holidays and we're enjoying the beautiful sunshine here in Malahide. When I have to be somewhere important, then yes, I will be on time. But on a day-to-day basis, I can run sort of 5, 10, 15 minutes late, depending on what I've had to do that morning.
And do you think in the island of Ireland, we need to get better at it? In the UK, they get confused. They come over here and everyone says, we're going to go to a party at 8 o'clock. They arrive at 8, no one's there.
Yeah.
They arrive at 9, they arrive at 10, and they're confused.
Yeah, I think, though, that's one of the beauties of Irish folk, particularly in the south of Ireland. I'm from the north, as you can hear from my accent. And I think when we come to the south, when we come to somewhere like this, the pace of life's just that little bit more laid back. It's just a little bit slower. And actually, I think they've got the right idea.
Right, okay. A few comments on this. Someone says, I've no sympathy for anyone who paid money to see Nicki Minaj. That's more music criticism. There's no excuse for being late. As a manager, it's the one thing I'll pull my staff up on. Being late shows you don't care. Apart from some very exceptional cases, being late is a choice. I bet if a person that is always late had to be into Lottery HQ at a certain time to pick up a check, they'd be on time. Someone else says Kendrick Lamar did a 1 hour 50 minute set last year in the Three Arena. Okay. Pointless being on time, no one there to appreciate it. Leave earlier is the solution to your problem. If you're one of those people who arrive somewhere between 15 or 20 minutes in advance, that's just as rude as being late. What you are doing is basically trying to make the other person feel bad for being late. No, you're not. You're there by yourself for 20 minutes, so there's someone there when that person arrives. So that statement says far more about you than the other people. I'm always late because I hate being too early. I don't want to be the sad person sitting at the bar on their own, but I don't mind letting other people sit there waiting for me when I'm running late because I'm not them. And I won't feel the awkwardness directly. So you're happy for other people to be the sad person sitting at the bar. The older I get, says Valerie, the less tolerance I have for people who are late. A friend was late by 15 minutes because she went for a drink. Not even stuck in traffic, is it? When you complained, especially as it was a hot day, she told me I should have stood in. We are no longer friends.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
And that person that was 20 minutes late and the friends was 20 minutes early, that means there was a 40-minute window.
Yes.
That's tough. And I think it definitely could be a cultural thing. My aunt lives in England and I had to meet her in, is it Borough Market in London? And I kept her waiting 15 minutes.
Yeah.
When we met, she said, Henry, you're 15 minutes late and your T-shirt is dirty. Both were true.
Yes. What dirty? Was it like food?
I think it was a bit of food. You
know, yeah.
A bit of mustard or something from a hot dog.
Mm.
And she was right to point it out. But then
she suspected that's why you were late, because you stopped off to have a hot dog.
but in London, again, obviously the trains and the undergrounds are on time. But again, it's very difficult to be on time. It's pretty impossible.
Well, no, it's not.
It's very difficult.
No, it's not.
It's so it's hard. Not.
Just leave earlier.
No, you're right. I mean, today.
No, annoys me isn't it, like, be if someone if you're meeting someone, they're late. Okay, that can be annoying.
Yeah.
But it's actually their attitude towards being late. If you're, say, we're going to meet at 7:30 someplace and you're sitting there on your charge at 7:30, if that person texts and says, sorry, I'm 10 minutes away, you know, the bus broke down, or even if it's a nonsense excuse, at least they're aware of the fact. But if they turn up 15 minutes late and they go, what's the problem?
But I actually think you've got that 15 minute window. For me, it's actually the rudeness.
Then what's the point of having a clock if there's a 15 minute window? We launched the rocket to Mars around 6:30.
But no, when I first moved here all those years ago in 1990, everyone was late for everything.
Yeah,
we've improved as a nation. Things are much, much better than they used to be. But let's say you live really, really close by, literally across the road. For example, in Malahide, you've got the Tesco Express and you've got the marina. Thank you.
Hmm.
It's not called the Tesco Express.
Yeah.
It's called the Malahide Marina.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lad there waiting for his friend who lived literally across the road. And anyway, we have a chat.
I would consider late being 20 minutes, you know, especially when you don't let somebody know. You know, but I guess in her case it's a little bit different.
So 20 minutes. I remember keeping friends waiting at a train station for hours before mobile phones, and they waited and waited. I eventually showed up and they were furious. Mm. Now we've got phones and we can communicate, look, I'm running a bit late. Do time schedules just get pushed out and out because we can always reschedule?
Yeah, I believe so. I think because you can easily just pick up the phone, like for my friend here, I could easily just text him and be like, look, man, I'm not going to be here for another 15, 20 minutes. Is that cool with you? And then it's either people's decisions to accept it or not accept it, you know?
So he kept you waiting 20 minutes, did he today?
I kept him waiting 20 minutes. He was being polite. Yeah, he was being polite. After about 15 minutes, I told him I'd be another 5. So I kind of left him in the dark for a little bit. I'm kind of late extraordinaire.
And why are you always late? Why are you a late extraordinaire?
I think it's just because I only live local, so I think everything for me is like, oh, it's only a 5 minute walk, it's a 2 minute walk, and then you realise you're kind of...
And you're not ready to go.
You're not ready to go. You're kind of pushing everything just a little bit more. It's like, it's just around the corner, you'll be fine. So
people nearby are late?
I think so, yeah.
So, I agree with that. Yeah, the closer you are to something, I feel like you take it for granted how quick you can be. But then it's the putting on your shoes, it's the getting the socks, it's all that stuff that adds on to it and on to it and on to it.
Yeah, it's all that, you know, annoying having to get dressed in the morning. Who knew you had to do that every day? I agree with your texter. Which one? I have a friend who's always super early for things and then moans about how long they've been waiting. Please, love, that's on you, not me. Arrive on time and you won't be waiting. Well, that's fair enough. As long as both parties are on time, then, you know, that's perfect. Someone else says, we were at the Shania Twain gig 3 hours in advance. At 62, and the feet are starting to give up. Crikey, and why did you need to be there 3 hours in advance?
That's early.
Yeah, that is. John says that my son Owen is always late. When he was born, even then, he was 2 weeks overdue. Agree, Sean. No problem with someone being late as long as they text. I think a text buys you an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Yes, it does. That's probably true. My boss used to say the 6 o'clock news is not the 6 o'clock news at 6:01. Be on time. Well, it is the 6 o'clock.
Well, it's the six one.
Without
naming any radio stations, some of them are quite late for their news.
Are they?
Yeah. Some of them actually have. It's not the 6:01, it's the 6:04. Just saying.
Okay.
And I think I definitely think from a radio point of view, we have to be on time. I think news needs to be on time. I feel quite strongly about that.
My mother insisted on setting the clock at home 30 minutes fast, spent years calculating the actual time. And working off that, yeah, because then that becomes counterproductive because everyone knows the clock's set, right? It's like a clock in a pub.
Yeah.
You never trust it.
No, and I think that whole changing your clock, changing your watch to half an hour ahead doesn't work because you start tricking yourself and then you're late. Just stick to the actual time. Like, for example, my watch at the moment says it's exactly 2:22:05, and I'm not sure if that is the correct time.
That coincides with that clock up there. I have no idea. You know those big digital clocks we have here? I assume they're like atomic powered or something so that they're NASA set them.
I'd say they are linked to NASA or the moon or something.
There's a couple of like, you know, double A's from Aldi in the back of it and we're just pretending it works properly. So you did meet... Now, Joe Byrne from the 1960s, did you travel back in time to meet him? Or?
We're going to stick with the Back to the Future theme, which I think is turning, the movie that is turning 40 years next year. But Joe Byrne, it's stuck in a time warp from the 1960s.
You don't know where to park, you're snookered straight from the start.
So you're snookered in Malahide.
Well, in relation to parking, when you get a crowd like that coming out here, but it's a beautiful place to come to, and for a concert, why not?
And the thing is, maybe that's it. Maybe Nicki Minaj was snookered trying to get parking. That's why it took her 2 hours.
It's one thing if you know where you're going, but if you're coming across from another country, what do? You know what I mean? But surely there would be somebody in to guide these pop stars and singers and all that on. Surely there'd be somebody there to help them out to make sure they get there on time.
Are you a poncho lad?
No. I'm from the 60s.
So in the 1960s, when you said you're going to meet at 8 p.m, would you meet at 8 p.m. or would it be perhaps 9 or 10?
Well, if I was going to be anywhere, I would be always early, no matter where I'm going. I'm in Malahide now. I don't live in Malahide.
Where do you live?
I live in Mulhudder. It takes about half an hour to get here because I know all the shortcuts. Some people would come the M50 and come up into Malahide village. I wouldn't go that way.
And you got here in half an hour, so you... try and be punctual. You said you were going to be here at a certain time and you were.
Absolutely. Half an hour and I was here. And I thought I'd give myself plenty of time.
And is that because you're a 60s person, 1960s, where people meant it? They meant at the time they were going to be there, they'd be there.
The way I see it is, a time is a time. And if you're going to be there, leave that little bit early. I've never been late. Even when I was working, never been late.
So let's say you say you need to be somewhere at 2 p.m. You were there at 2 p.m.
I'd be there at 1:45.
Early?
Absolutely.
Just to make sure?
To make sure, because you could get a puncture on the way up. You could come across an accident. Do you know what I mean? Anything could happen on the way. It's very important to be on time. And if these people were feeling angry because the concert didn't start, why not? Because they're going back, God knows where they're going to from here. Where do they live? They might live down the country. And they have to get a bus and they have to get home. So what do you do?
There you go. Joe's right. Anything could happen when you're on your way to meet someone. One texter says, lateness is rude, ignorant and selfish. It says, my time is more important than yours. I allow 10 minutes and I leave. Someone else says Henry is deluded if he thinks the Irish are a nation of people who are late. In Ireland, we have our share of inconsiderate, ignorant, selfish, discourteous time wasters. But it is not a national characteristic.
We've improved hugely. I agree. Yeah. Trains are on time these days.
Someone says, I left a friend in Cork one time, but she was always late for everything while we were away. She had to get a bus back to Galway. Tough. Crikey. When my mother was alive, she was always late for everything, and everyone in the parish knew this. When she died in lockdown, I was talking to the undertaker about the funeral route to the church for her arrival at 11 a.m. I started laughing as I knew the route would take a lot longer than was outlined. I said, you do know that she will be late arriving to the church. He laughed and said, of course she'll be late. She was always late. Why should she change it now? That's kind of sweet. My colleague is late every morning by at least 20 minutes and doesn't stay late. Management say nothing, but by my calculations, he gets nearly an additional 2 weeks' pay for being late. Crikey. You know what strikes me, though, about Joe from the 1960s,
yes,
that when he was a young man, that was the era when there were no mobile phones. So if you were meeting somebody at 7:30 under Cleary's clock, you had to be there. Because if you're standing there, you don't know where they could be dead.
They could have been knocked over.
There's not even a text, or you can't text them and say, where the hell are you?
You've got to be there. And if you're not there, questions will be asked. Yeah. And then later on that night, landlines will be communicating with each other.
Or someone's done something scientific about this. I was part of a small study that looked at how people who are punctual make that happen. The finding across the group was that it relates to breaking down the task and blocking time slots for it. 5 minutes to get out of the house, 30 minutes drive plus 10 minutes to allow for traffic, 5 minutes to park the car, 5 minutes to walk to wherever you're supposed to be. So that's 55 minutes to reach somewhere. That's a 30-minute drive away. That's interesting.
That's so true.
Because we don't budget for those things at all.
No, we don't. And that was me today. I mean, I knew that Malahide probably would have taken an hour, and I gave myself 50 minutes and no room for manoeuvre. None at all.
None at all.
And this is why you get into trouble. And, you know, you're right. Is it a lack of respect? The older generation say yes.
Half 11 is about good enough.
Half 11. So if you say 8 p.m., half 11 is still okay.
I know. If you say 8 p.m., 8:10, 8:15, be as close to the appropriate time as possible.
Are you an on-time person or a late person?
Very much an on-time person.
And where did you get that from?
From my parents.
Well, I would always say it's very rude to be late unless you have quite a legitimate excuse, okay? And for all those people to be waiting, unless there's a legitimate excuse, you should have been there by 8:30, at least.
And you say all those people waiting. It's true, you're keeping other people waiting. Is it a lack of respect?
It is lack of respect, I would say, because I'm always on time and I'm always before the time I'm supposed to be there. I just think unless I get a message from somebody or something to say, this is why I'm late, well, then you shouldn't be late.
This is Ireland. I mean, we're not exactly punctual, or are we?
We're not. I mean, most of my friends are not punctual. You know, they're not. But I do think in a case like that, Nicki Minaj, for 8 o'clock, she should have been there by 1:30 at least. Because those people are waiting a long time. And, you know, I suppose maybe young people can wait longer than the likes of me. But that's how I feel.
Listen, I think everybody can be 5 or 10 minutes late now and again. But 2 hours is a bit much now for me.
Nice. There you go. That's many people's thoughts.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.